Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. I'm here as your anti-financial advisor telling you that you can create freedom and prosperity and cash flow today, not possible retirement 30 to 40 years from now. That's what, right, folks, it's all about today and creating it now. Hey, as a quick shout out to our sponsors, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey, if you're looking for great returns and you're making a positive impact in people's lives by helping people stay in their home, be able to, you know, sell their home or whatever it might be so that they can be able to have a place to live and be able to do what's necessary, right? You'll have that option. There's a great little crowdfunding option with American Homeowners Preservation you should check out. It's go to www.fundingahp.com. Fundingahp.com. Check it out. Hey, today I want to talk about a question that many, many people ask. And granted, most of the people I'm talking to right now, most people I'm at least working with one-on-one as clients, do have at least some cash, some sort of money they can use to invest. And that's one of the number one questions. They'll say, okay, Chris, I've got this money. Now, what can I do to invest with it? How can I make more money with this money? How can I quit my job or have the option to retire or be able to work in my business because I love it, not because I need to make money? Like, I have other streams of income coming in. That's a really common thing I get. You know, I also get some people too that are saying, hey, I've got some money, but what can I do in my situation that's best? And it may not always be investing. Sometimes it's just what creates the most cash flow. It could be, you know, taxes and ways we could save there. It could be paying off debt. It could be all kinds of things, right? But I'll tell you, like, the one thing that I've noticed over many years, several years, and I've been doing, you know, at least something with the financial industry, whether I was a financial advisor or now more of like an anti-financial advisor, I've been doing this for 15 years. I've watched kind of the cause and effect. I love to see what creates certain results. I'm kind of a scientist at heart, right? I love to tinker. I love to mess with stuff. And I'll tell you, the number one question people get is when they hear my story about either one, you know, when I was able to retire was just $2,000 in my checking account back in 2006, or two, after the Great Recession, how I was able to dig out of that $1 million debt hole with no money and no credit, right? People are like, wait, how'd you pay off $900,000 in about 3.5 years? And I'm going to use a quote from Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, to kind of kick this off and lead into this, because this is really how I see it and how I feel about it. So this is what you should listen closely here. So here's the quote. It says, you do not need money to make money. I repeat, he says, you do not need money to make money. That's why most people don't have any. Actually, this is what I said. Sorry, that's my own personal notes. So what I say is you do not need money to make money. That's why most people don't have any. So here's what Robert Kiyosaki says. He says, please hear this as this is the hardest thing for people to understand. You do not invest with money. You invest with your mind. No matter what the field, your biggest asset is your mind. Once you have knowledge, you find deals, find your team, and use other people's money. So that's his quote. His quote is, please hear this, this is the hardest thing for people to understand. You do not invest with money. You invest with your mind. No matter what the field, your biggest asset is your mind. So once you have knowledge, you find deals, find your team, and use other people's money. And so I want you to understand that what he's saying here is, again, like, I don't want you to think like, oh, that's just a nice way to cop out, right? Because if you've read Rich Dad's books, like, you get some ideas, but you really don't know what to do, right? In fact, I probably give you more information on this show than you probably get from his books in some ways. But I like what he's teaching, because this is important, because you got to know the mindset of an investor. Because many people I know I'm working with right now, the hard thing is you're trying to go from a place of just throwing your money in a mutual fund or a 401k or an IRA or something, where you just throw your money at something and hope that it pays you return. Now listen, that's an easy way to make money. And now the mutual fund aspect, that example, you get paid piddly. You get paid breadcrumbs, okay? You get the table scraps, and that's it. That's why you don't make a great return. You can make amazing rates of return that are double digits, over 10%. That's easy. That's not hard to do. There are people willing to pay you that, willingly, you know? I just advertised one, obviously. You know, there's people that are willing to do that. The thing is this, is that if you really want to figure this out, you got to understand that you got to invest with your mind, that your biggest asset is your mind. It's the knowledge and perspective that you have. And when I talk about abundance, abundance is absolutely essential for this. In fact, I would tell you that even for every one of my clients, even the ones that are getting the strategies from me, this mindset you've got to have too. Because if you don't have this mindset, nothing will work. You know, so many times I'll tell you, like, I came from a place of scarcity. Like, I've heard of different deals when I was a financial advisor. I heard of creative ways to make money, but I didn't believe it could work. Or I saw what was flawed in it, right? I saw how people would fail with it. What changed my mind is when it became possible, when I saw that it could actually be real. And I'll tell you that one of the biggest things I've seen is that when we're looking at money, a lot of times people think, oh, well, this is what it looks like. Like, we all have this little box, like this certain point of view that we can only see so far. And if we actually like get up a little bit higher on the mountain and kind of look at the bigger view, the bigger picture, we'll say, oh my goodness, there's so much more. And I'm telling you, there is so much more. I mean, I remember the first time I heard somebody say they could get paid, you know, 36% a year on a deal. And I thought, 36% a year? No way. Even when I heard 24 or 18%, I was like, oh my goodness, that's not even possible, is it? And then I found out it was. Now, I'll tell you this, like, if you're going to try to get that kind of return on mutual fund, good luck. That won't happen ever. Okay. You might get 1 year that does that. If you're lucky, even 2 years, but that's it. It's done. And then you go back into, you know, mediocre to zero to negative returns, right? I mean, that's kind of how the average numbers work with that, but there are ways to do it. And, you know, it's interesting because I see some of my clients right now, you know, I've obviously got teams of people, you know, people that I've got connections to that would be more than willing to take your money, right? They'd love to do it. This is part of the reason why I stand between you and them, because if it were their choice, they'd say, hey, everybody should do this, right? And I don't believe that. I believe that should be the right thing. Now, if you're trying to find people and connections that can give you good deals, yeah, they're out there, right? And they will pay you decent returns. But understand this, the investment that they're letting you be a part of where you do throw money at it, they are using their minds first and foremost to create a return. If you're getting paid, say you are getting paid 12% from an investment, right? You know, if you're getting paid 12% a year from an investment, you've got to assume they're making quite a bit more than that, or there wouldn't be any point to it. Now, granted, if you're the person that is the one, you know, where you have the deal, right? You're the one that's able to create the deal and people want to put money into it. The nice thing is you don't have to necessarily use your money to make money. You know, banks get an infinite rate of return on their money because they don't have to use their own money, because they get you to put money in their cruddy little CDs or savings accounts at 0.0%. And then they go and they turn around and make more money with that. And that's nice and all. But understand that they're investing with their minds. When people create investments, they're using their minds to create that investment, and you're just throwing the money at it. So when you've been trained your whole life, or at least whole adult life possibly, to throw money at mutual funds, right? This is where a financial advisor will say, it takes money to make money. Well, that's bullcrap, because if none of us would have survived college if that were the case, because most of us were teenagers at some point and probably didn't have really much money of our own, did we? You know, we didn't have that money. And even if you had help from your parents, which I really didn't have a whole lot of help from my parents, but maybe you did. Even if you did, that money eventually ran out, right? You had to still create money. That was created in your mind first. That was created from the knowledge and skills you developed that became worthwhile to somebody else that was willing to pay you money. You see, and people that are investors, they understand this. They understand that it's made in their mind, that they are the ones that create that kind of value that then people beg to get their money into. I know a lot of investors that don't want anybody to deal anything with them because it is a headache to have to deal with other people's money. Maybe close friends or family, that's it. They could become little partners. You know, they keep it very small, and that's it. You usually don't see people go big with these kind of things. That's not how it goes. But they create with their minds first. So, for example, you know, I remember American Homeowners Preservation. They came out with their little securities report, right? And again, I'm not saying that this is who you should invest with. I'm just giving you a real life example here. With them, they made about 39% last year on their fund. But they only paid investors like you 1% a month or 12%. That was their deal. That's all they contractually said they were going to do. And even then, they could change the number. You know, they could make it less if they have a harder time making returns. But they made about 39%. So understand that they're making a bigger difference than what you're doing. Well, what if you could do that yourself? So, for example, I've got clients right now that they are starting to do some of their own deals. They got connections with like maybe some of my real estate people, and they said, you know what? I might do a few with them because it's turnkey, it's easy, I don't have to do much. But then they're also doing their own deals. Now, they also have some education first. They didn't just jump in head first. They had a little bit of information, or they've already been doing it a little bit. They started out small, and then they got a little bit bigger. And so I have, you know, a few clients right now that they've got deals going on. And I'll tell you, like, the people I have in my contacts can't compete, you know, with their turnkey properties with what they can do with putting a lot of their mental energy into it, some time, not necessarily physical energy because they might have contractors they hire, but they might be doing things to fix up that property to get it to a point where they can make a bigger profit on the rental. You know what? And that's awesome. I love that they're creating their investment. They're creating it. That's creating your mind. For me, I'll give you an example in my life. You know, I've had to create many different deals. I did real estate deals where I didn't really have the money, but I was able to create the connection. You know, or for example, I was able to be the person that found the property and then helped somebody else be able to get the deal, you know, and I got a commission for that. You know, I got paid for that, not as a real estate agent, but as like a consultant to help them find deals, basically to do the legwork for them. You know, I also had times where, I was really good at doing connections with other people. So I was doing connections in the sense of connecting businesses with people. Back when I had a mortgage license, I used to get paid at least $1,000 to $1,500 a month, just passing on one, two people a month to a mortgage company to say, hey, go talk to them to be able to get a killer deal on your mortgage, cash out, refinance, or whatever you need to do to go invest. And they would do it and I'd get paid on that. You know, that kind of stuff was the stuff that was possible. You know, when I was heavily in debt, you know, like when I was really struggling. So funny enough, after I cut off a lot of the income streams, that's where I had that perfect storm happen, the Great Recession, where real estate was tanking. Everybody I was talking to or consulting were real estate investors and nobody could pay me. It was a crazy period of time, right? And so I was getting hit left and right, and I was in the hole $16,000 a month, and quickly went from having millions in assets to now having $1 million in debt, you know, literally, right? Now, yes, I sold off some assets. You know, I had to sell some things off. You know, I had to get rid of things, and I helped pay off several hundred thousand of that money. Now, the rest of it had to be created. I had to create that money out of seemingly thin air. Well, what did I do? Well, for me, I did it through business. You know, I figured out, like, okay, what could I do that would create value? I had to get really creative already to that point to break even. So, see, I was able to break even, but that was able to get me out of debt, right? You know, and so I had to get really creative. And so I started teaching people how I did it. So when people said, when other people were in a situation like my own, where they couldn't figure out how to make money, or they couldn't figure out like how to get out of the hole they were in, I would be able to look at with a fresh set of eyes and say, well, hey, if I were in your shoes, here's what I would do. Here's how I had to get creative and be thinking all day long about my own situation and helping dig myself out of my own hole. You know, now this is not what I was advertising at the time, because that would seem ridiculous and people are like, whoa, you're broke. But I knew that it was valuable and people did too. And in fact, there were hundreds of people that I personally worked with that loved it over the next several years. And even today, that's part of what I do. And so obviously I'm not taking people from being flat broke like I was, but helping people be able to do that. And so, yeah, I created money from that. You know, I also created money from other means, like, hey, what are other things I could do to help people out? You know, there's been times from time to time I've done life insurance stuff. I actually still write life insurance from time to time. I only do it for a very select few people, but because it's just not something that I want to be doing full time, because I love educating, you know. But that's something that I've done as well, and that generates streams of income for me too. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to do it. It doesn't take a lot of effort, you know. The thing is, if you realize, again, that you are the number one investment, you, your knowledge, your expertise, the way that you create value in the world, the way you're able to deliver value in a way, solve problems, the way you can do that, man, there's really unlimited potential here because of what, I mean, there's really unlimited amounts of value. The value really that you're limited to is how much bandwidth you have personally. And that's where a team comes in. And so when Kiyosaki said, you know, how you're able to, you know, you're able to find the right deals, which is absolutely true. When you're looking for the right things, you're not in a gambler mentality. You're not trying to just find crap out there or just trying to find any deal because you're desperate. That's where you find the wrong deals, right? You find the right deals. You find your team. You know, I found it's amazing when I have people I work with, I help them bring part of my team and part of their team too. We might keep some of their old team, but we bring my team in as well. And so I might have great accountants, attorneys, you know, different insurance or investment people that come in to help improve their lives. Now, I've spent over the last decade vetting these people and seeing people have done it wrong and people have done it right. And so a lot of my experiences and things I've gone through and even ways I've seen people do it right and people do it wrong, I've been able to create a good team and be able to know who's right and who's not. So when people say, well, how do you find a good accountant? Well, I'm like, well, a lot of times I just know. I just have to talk to them. But obviously, I'm not going to talk to every person's accountant to have to get to know them. And so that's why I tell people, here's a few good questions to ask. You know, here's where a place to start, you know. And then, of course, using other people's money. You know, this one you got to be careful with. This is has a lot of liability, but you can use other people's money. This includes not just, you know, borrowing from people or investors or, you know, whether it's equity or a debt position. But this could also include just being able to borrow money from a bank. I mean, this is something you have to be a wise steward over. And again, it comes back to that stewardship, you know, that stewardship mentality and that sort of thing. So all these things are combined together to help with this. Let me give you another example here. I had a client from New York. He was a chiropractor. He had worked in that field for a while and was very successful, working only about a half day a week. And he was telling me, he's like, you know what, Chris, I'm looking for a good investment. What can I do? What else can I do right now? And as we started to really look into it, we found out that oil and gas was kind of the thing he was really intrigued by. He, for whatever reason, he just always loved it. Now, notice that Kiyosaki, he talks about oil and gas or real estate. He does it because he's interested in it. And some people will try to reflect that and say, oh, well, I want to do that too. No, that's what he loves. You got to do something you're interested in too and passionate about. Well, for this guy, it was oil and gas. And so naturally, this is a little bit more interesting kind of field, and there's not a whole lot of context I have in that regard. But, you know, he was able to get a connection from someone who was doing oil drilling in Kentucky. Well, he ended up wanting to invest money with them, and he kind of liked it, and he liked kind of what was going on, but he realized there was a few holes. For one, he didn't have any control over the investment. He's like, oh, I don't have much to do with this. Okay, I said, well, can you get on the board of directors? Oh, I never asked. How would I do that? Well, ask him how much money you'd have to invest to do that. So he did, found out it was $50,000. So he put in $50,000 and got on the board of advisors that he had there. Now, when he's on the board of directors, he realized that there were some other holes ahead in that business that he could help improve upon. Again, thinking in his mind, how can he make it better, right? How can I make this investment better? He realized, hey, these guys aren't great at communicating between the drillers and the owners and things like that. He said, hey, I'm a great business owner. I'm, in fact, a better business owner than you guys are as the owners. Why don't you have me? I'm going to appoint myself, basically. You know, you guys could agree to it. But I'm going to basically appoint myself as CEO. And so they agreed to it. They said, you know what? You do have great experience. Let's use that. And so he became a CEO with a salary. So get this. He wasn't just making money on the investment. He was making money from the oil and gas drilling. But he was also not just from the equity position. He was making money from being a CEO for a few hours a week. And he was, I think, getting paid like $1,000 a month or something like that. And so he was making streams of income in two places. That is how you create your own investment. That is how you take ownership and you create something new. And now, he wasn't the one that created the initial investment, but he made that investment his. And you don't have to have every investment be that way. You know, it does take a lot of mental energy. And sometimes I get people who are like, hey, I've just got a lot of money. What can I do to use this? In the meantime, I could start studying up and start doing other things. Great. There are options there, and you can get your launch pad going, so to speak. So my thing is for you is, as comfort and counsel, is that you do not need money to invest, but you do need your mind. You need to have that abundance mindset. You need to be able to look with clarity, and you need to be able to figure out, how can I create and make this investment better? Focus on that and watch what happens. You can create so much great money. It's awesome. So anyways, Chris Miles here, signing off this week. Have a wonderful, prosperous week. We'll see you guys.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.